From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama is not likely to get a health care overhaul bill by Friday of next week, and he knows it. Mr. Obama says he hopes to have a bill to sign by the end of the year. This after learning from Majority Leader Harry Reid yesterday that the Senate probably won't vote on the matter until September. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Majority Leader Harry Reid told reporters that rather than jamming something through the Senate before the August break, he'd rather have health care legislation based on quality and thoughtfulness. GOP leaders had sought such a delay, and President Obama told the crowd in Ohio he, too, was, quote, okay with the vote slipping.
As long as I see folks working diligently and consistently, then I am comfortable with moving a process forward that builds as much consensus as possible. What I don't want is what I refer to in my speech, delay for the sake of delay. Delay because people are worried about making tough decisions or casting tough votes.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she still expects the House to vote on health care by the end of next week. David Wellner, NPR News. The Capitol.
The House has approved a transportation and housing bill that includes increased funding for the president's high-speed rail initiative. Democratic Congressman John Oliver of Massachusetts says there's been a huge demand for transportation project funding since the initiative was launched in February. Iowa Republican Tom Latham says the program could spiral out of control. The House has approved a $123 billion initiative that would add additional money for the president's rail projects. And the Senate has passed a $680 billion defense spending bill hours after eliminating a jet engine program the defense secretary says isn't necessary. An FBI corruption probe in New Jersey has resulted in dozens of arrests, and it may cost the city of Hoboken its mayor. From member station WFUV, Nick Thibodeau has more.
Hoboken Mayor Peter Camarano just won a hard-fought election a few weeks ago, but now the young mayor is facing charges of accepting $25,000 in bribes. Local residents gathered near City Hall to find out what was going on. Hoboken resident Eric Delgado worked on Camarano's campaign and says he hopes the mayor's innocent.
I've talked to him on multiple occasions. He's a very good people person, and he's had a lot of block parties and gave a lot of freebies, you know. And it was, and it just shocks me to hear that, you know, he was arrested for corruption.
Camarano is one of more than 40 others implicated in a wide-reaching money laundering scheme that's hit the state. For NPR News, I'm Nick Thibodeau.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 151 points yesterday, 188 points. The Nikkei is up 151 points today. This is NPR News. A U.S. Border Patrol agent was shot to death last night in the Southern California border town of Campo. Nick Schuler, who heads California's Forestry Department, says it is unclear whether the unidentified agent was on duty when he was attacked. The FBI, the Border Patrol, and the San Diego County Sheriff's Department are investigating the killing. Federal officials say they hope to get 160 million doses of swine flu vaccine sometime in October, but it's not yet clear how many people that will serve. NPR's Richard Knox has this report.
Manufacturers are growing swine flu virus in eggs to get enough for vaccine. So far, the virus hasn't been growing as fast as regular seasonal flu virus, slowing down vaccine production. Even so, officials say 160 million doses should be ready in October. That doesn't mean 160 million Americans can get vaccinated this fall. Experts assume most will need two doses to be protected. So the vaccine expected in October may be enough for 80 million people. That number might be stretched if the regulators allow manufacturers to add a chemical that boosts people's immune response. But that would require emergency authorization because there haven't been enough tests to license such a vaccine. A federal panel will meet next week to consider who should get the vaccine first. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Ousted Honduran President Manuel Zelaya says he will try again this weekend to return home. Zelaya has moved from the Nicaraguan capital, Managua, to Esteli, a northern town 25 miles from Honduras. The interim government in Honduras has declared an all-night curfew in the border region and has also set up military checkpoints on nearby roads. In Tokyo, the Nikkei is up 151 points. This is NPR News from Washington.